Sometimes we have great ideas about how we want to be and how we want to make a difference in the world. However, sometimes we can get stuck in fear, worrying about what other people think, or not feeling like we can ever be that person we want to be. Learn how you can use the be and do way of thinking to get out of those fears and become who you were meant to be. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is my 25th podcast episode, and it's been fun to share some of these ideas that I've learned about the different ways people think. For those of you that are new, the Be Do concept is a model that I developed that helps people understand the different ways people think. I talk a lot about be and do thinking on the podcast, and what I'm talking about is the spectrum between what I call the be way of thinking, which is focusing on who you are and how you're trying to be, and the do way of thinking, which is focusing on what you're trying to do and what you're trying to get accomplished. Both of these ways of thinking are powerful, and everyone thinks somewhere on the spectrum. And by learning the opposite differences, it can help you better be who you want to be and overcome some of those fears that may be holding you back from really being that person you want to be. So I'm excited to share with you some ideas today that can help you with that. Before I get into the meat of the podcast, let me just give you a quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. This concept came as an answer to my prayers and in trying to love and understand people that I cared about. And while I hope I can be an answer to your prayers and sharing information that I've learned and making a difference, please check with a licensed therapist or a doctor before you make any life-altering decisions. Okay, so let's get started. First of all, it's really important to know where fear comes from. When fear is just some kind of overwhelming feeling that we don't know how to get rid of, it can feel impossible to get out of, and it can cause anxiety and stress and just help you feel overwhelmed and depressed. But when you can identify the source of where your fear is coming from and why you're feeling it, then it can make it so much easier to just change your focus, change the way you're thinking, and be able to look at things with a different focus. And that can help you to not have that fear anymore. And that's why I found these different ways of thinking to be so powerful for me, and they can help you build confidence to really help you move forward and not feel so stuck. Now, I want to point out a difference that's really important when we're talking about being who we want to be, because for be thinkers, we can always be who we want to be, and for do thinkers, you're always being yourself, so that's never even a question, but sometimes it can be confusing about who you want to be, something in the future, or what do you want to do, something in the future. And that's kind of what we're talking about when we're talking about the fears that are holding us back. I also want to point out a difference about what I'm talking about when I talk about fears, because there's a difference in timing, when it's not time to move forward, and when it's a fear that's just holding you back from doing something you know it is the right time. I know for a long time I wanted to do more with my music and perform and share my songs, but at the time that I had lots of kids, it just wasn't the right timing to move forward. It wasn't that fear of not being able to move forward, but it was more about a timing thing. Now I have more of the other kinds of issues where it's the right timing, but sometimes I'll have a fear, and those kinds of fears can be overcome by looking at things with a different perspective. So I'm hoping you'll be able to learn some different ways of thinking and ways to look at your fears so that you can get out of them and not be stuck in them so much. So let's start with the fear of not being able to move forward because we just don't know all the steps. We don't know how to move forward and we can't see the end in sight. I love the analogy of someone who doesn't want to get in the car to start driving towards their exotic location because they want to see it first, or they want to see the whole road map and how all those changes are going to happen. And a lot of times people do get stuck because they want to see all the steps steps A through Z. And when they don't have all the steps, maybe they just have A, B, C, they can have this fear that is keeping them from moving forward. I find that this happens a lot when I'm talking to big picture B thinkers, because they see with the big picture and they don't always know what the next step is or how it's all going to work out. And it's hard to just do something. But that's when detailed do thinking could really help them, because do thinking is more about focusing on one step at a time. Do thinkers don't need all the steps. They just need to know A, B, and C. What is the next right step? And once they finish doing the steps they know about, then usually D, E, and F shows up. And so that's just what they're used to seeing. It's all in the details, and they just are doers. So they'll do those first things, and then the rest starts to open up. So if you're somebody that gets stuck or feels fear in not knowing everything, being able to switch into that do way of thinking, sometimes trusting that God's going to help you when you get there, that can help you to be able to get out of that fear and just start moving forward. And when you start making some progress, you can look back and see what you've been able to accomplish. That can help you to get more energy to keep moving forward instead of just feeling stuck and not even being able to take any steps at all. Another fear that people get stuck in is the fear of what other people will think. And you might worry that maybe it's not going to fit with who you are, they're going to judge you, or that maybe it's going to look like you're trying to be someone that you're not. All those kinds of things can happen when you're worried about what other people think and you've got those kinds of fears. I know a lot of times as a do thinker, we get pretty stuck in our ways and we like our routines and the way we do things. And sometimes the fear is that if you don't do everything that you're used to doing, everything's going to fall apart. Things aren't going to happen. And that people are going to think that you're slacking when you're just trying something new. Well, these kinds of fears are something that can be benefited by the B way of thinking, because one of the B thinker's strengths is really not caring what other people think about them. They do what they want, but it's more about who they are and how they're trying to be rather than what people may think about them. And other people usually kind of have to evolve around them. And in some of those cases, that's a really good thing, because they don't get stuck in doing things they don't want to do, not pleasing for those kinds of reasons. And they're making their lives the way they want it to be because they're trying to be who they want to be. And if other people get upset or think different things about them, then that doesn't bother them so much, because how they want to be is nobody's business but them. And I think that's sometimes easier for the be thinkers than for the do thinkers. But if you find yourself getting stuck and worrying about what everyone else is going to think, try thinking in that big picture B way. What is really important to you? And what do you need to be the best version of you? It might require not doing everything you're doing, and that's okay. Another fear is when you're starting to worry that changing something that you're doing might seem inauthentic or not genuine. A lot of people can have that fear that it makes it hard for them to start. This happens more for the B thinkers, I find, who they really want it to be their idea, everything that they do, and they want it to fit with who they are. So if they're not sure if it is, that can be a reason why they may not want to change, or they might be afraid to change. And this is one where it might be helpful to switch more into that do way of thinking. Because for do thinkers, it's never hard to just try something out, to do something and see if you like it. Do thinkers are really motivated by what makes them happy. And so if you get into a stage of life or you're trying something out and it doesn't make you happy, well, then of course you're going to want to change it. And that's not a big deal. It would be expected. Nobody should have to stay and do something that they don't like doing. And so for them, it's really not a big deal. Where for B thinkers, it's more about who you are. So you have to kind of let go of that thinking and change into that do thinking mentality of, well, am I happy? Is this going to continue to make me happy? Or do I want to take control of my life, who I am, and change what I'm doing? And that can sometimes give you the encouragement to keep moving forward, even with things that you're not sure If you like it, great, keep going. If you don't, it really is okay to try something new. You're not being ingenuine. You're just trying something new. Now, one of the fears that the do thinkers have to worry sometimes about is that if they just jump into being that person they want to be, that they're not going to look skilled, that they're not going to feel like they can be that person, that people are going to expect too much from them. It can be really scary for do thinkers to just be a certain way. For be thinkers, it's easy because that's how they think. They think, okay, well, how do I want to be? And they can jump into something. They can just try it on in a type of role-fitting thing. Kind of in the same way do-thinkers will try something out by just doing something. For be-thinkers, that's what they do. It's kind of like a role play or a different mindset. And for them, it's okay if they're not perfect or if they don't like it. It's something they can try on or stop. It's not a really big stress. But if that's keeping you from jumping in, maybe switching to that be thinking mindset could be really helpful, because sometimes you have to just try it out. And getting into that mindset can help you know if you're going to like it and get better at it. Because the more you think about who you want to be, the more you're going to start doing the actions. People are going to see how you're being, and that can help you keep it going. Okay, just a couple more. What about the fear of not being perfect? I've kind of mentioned that a couple times already, or not being able to do everything perfect. And this is actually one that do thinkers are pretty good at as far as doing, because it's not trying to jump into being perfect. They don't have to be perfect, but they're just trying something new like we talked about. Sometimes be thinkers can get stuck in trying to do something different and wanting it to be perfect for some of the same reasons that others struggle when they're trying to just be a person all at once. It may feel like you're not perfect at it, but that's when these different ways of thinking can help you so that you can overcome that fear of perfection. So if you're not thinking of it as who you are, but just trying something new, that might be able to help you. Or if it's about trying to be a certain way, then let go of the do thinking and just think, let me just try it on, all of it. Because sometimes that can give you the energy and the hope that you can be something. That can happen instantly instead of the way do thinkers think, where it takes a long time to get where you want to be. I've been doing this podcast for a while now, seeing if I liked it, trying it on. I definitely haven't done it perfectly, and I'm still learning, and I still don't know if it really is me or if I want to keep doing it. I definitely am grateful for the challenge of trying to do an episode every week. But recently, I've been thinking I might want to try a new direction because it's taking so much of my time right now. And I still want to focus on my book and finishing that, as well as some of the other areas that I'm interested in. And that's why I'm thinking about a new name for my podcast and maybe doing some more interview styles with people who are making a difference and using these different ways of thinking to help overcome their fears. And I think I'm going to learn a lot from it. I think other people could find a lot of value in that. And so I'm not afraid to try something different. I'm sure some people will be like, why does she keep changing her podcast? Why is she changing her name? But for me, it's just something new. I'm trying to find what works for me, what I like, and what will help other people, because I'm doing it for me and I'm also doing it for other people. And I know that when I can find something that makes me happy and makes other people happy, then that's something I can continue doing for the long term. And that's kind of my do way of thinking. But it's also helpful to use that big picture be thinking about making sure that what I'm doing is fitting with the kind of person I want to be known for and the person I want to be. Am I being my best self? And am I helping people in the best ways that I can? And that's where using both of these different ways of thinking can help you to be able to overcome fear and hopefully to help give you the confidence so that you can be who you want to be and not let any of these types of things keep you from being who you want to be or doing what you want to do. Hopefully this has given you some of those types of ideas so that when you're feeling stuck or feeling fears and not knowing how to move forward, maybe you'll recognize some of yourself in these fears and be able to get unstuck. Of course, if you want any extra coaching or support to help you see where you might be thinking in one way or the other and possibly getting stuck in ways that you're not seeing, I'd love to talk with you. You can sign up for some mentoring on my website at lindykirby.com. I also feel and just want to stress that if you're feeling that pull from God that you need to make a change to better yourself or to do something that may feel out of your comfort zone, I really do believe that He plants those ideas in our hearts and that they are possible. But sometimes it's the journey that's also important in being able to get there. Certainly my experiences with my divorce and some of the trials I've had to go through have taught me things in different ways of thinking, but also to be able to prepare me in helping other people. And I'm excited to maybe share some of those ideas in future podcasts where people have used the things that are hard to change their lives and change their thinking and to become the person that they are meant to be. And I hope that's inspiring you as well so that you can better be who you want to be and do what you were meant to do. So I hope this episode has been helpful. Again, if you're interested in mentoring, you can visit my website at lindykirby.com, and that's lindykirby.com. And it's in the description on the notes for this podcast. It would be really fun to help. And again, thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again next week on the Be Do Concept podcast.